mean that because if I can't get a foundation in the ground this year, the project may die after 2 years, and I spent almost $30,000 to get to where I am. So just to review with you where we are, and to possibly eliminate some future communication issues, I'm going to give you a couple of handouts. It started in 2015 with an easement that I issued to the town to build the pump house on the property. Did I do it? I'm going to talk about that easement now because that was the first obstacle that got thrown in my path and actually caused a significant delay. I thought I had drops put in there on both the east and west side of Brooks Lane, and then I go to find out that the water district that I had discussed with Mr. Treadwell and Mr. Kavner at Delaware Engineering did not get passed on to whoever does the water and sewer district expansion.
Well, the water and sewer district are two separate entities. So let's be clear about that. This is for sewer.
Correct.
This was Do you have an easement or anything or agreement for the water?
No. Okay. At the time, this was just a page from the easement.
Yeah, for sewer.
For sewer. For the specific easement on the pump house.
Yep.
That was hooked in. And when they came to me asking for the easement, I said, I'm doing some planning. This is 2015. I'm going back to 2015. I'm doing some planning. It's not finalized yet, but I would like some drops that you could give me on either side of the road, on either side of Brooks Lane. So I could eventually hook into the sewer system. That's specifically hooking into the sewer.
Yes.
And those drops were given to me, which gave me the impression this is the communication issue.
Just to clarify that a tad, I mean, it said connections on Brooks Lane at locations designated by the owner.
Right.
So it was kind of like a wild card. You had the option to, at your discretion, you instructed either Delaware or Louisiana Brother where you wanted those to be.
And they put them there. There's a marker.
And where those six inch stubs are right now. Right. But then it also says the town of Castle shall make an arrangement necessary to eliminate the $5,000 charge in connection to two future building sites on a parcel of land on the hill behind the Castle Resort pool, which we had two up there, I think you had as well, correct?
Now, at the time I was told that the town was charging for connections,
capital hookup fee,
for water and sewer, is that correct?
The town cannot charge capital hookup fee for water because the water system belongs to the village of Castle, not town. So this capital hookup fee would be just for sewer.
And so just to get all the communication straight now, can you tell me what the capital hookup fee would have been? At the time I was told a number of around 5,000. Is that close?
To date we don't have a capital hookup fee for sewer yet. We haven't said that.
We don't. And the capital hookup fee for water.
That would be something you have to refer to the building.
Okay. At the time when I was talking to Delaware Engineering, I was talking about water and sewer hookup at that time in order to provide the
right.
So this is where some of the communication got mixed up or forgotten. That's why I'm bringing this piece of paper here.
Well,
down the road,
on the other side of the street of Brooks Lane, by the bistro, across from the pump house, there is no water line down there. The water line ends at the fire hydrant.
Correct.
So you would have to put in a brand new water line from that fire hydrant down to where you put a building.
Correct. And I'm about to show you, as we go through this discussion, I'm about to show you the engineering plan for the big 37. With Cadillac Engineering.
Yep.
It was shown up as a Schedule A, and there you go. Okay. So just so we understand, no capital assessment right now to hook into the sewer system.
Correct. To the sewer.
And if I wanted to hook into the water lines, there is a capital assessment.
There is a capital hookup fee for the water, and that's something you would get from Bobby.
Robert.
Or myself during regular working hours.
Right.
Or you go to Village Hall and talk to Sharon, and she'll be able to do that for you. It depends on the size of the line. So it's 3/4 to 1 inch if you want a 2 inch line, the prices are different.
We have it all designed, which is a 3/4.
Yep. So the last
thing. It's on the last page of this one. And it's in that Schedule A that was given to you at the last meeting. Okay. So when I found out there was no water and sewer district on the east side of Brooks Lane, even though I had a connection there, I was recommended to hire and to petition the town, which we did several months ago, to expand the water and sewer district.
Correct.
Okay. I believe we had a public review last month. And
the public hearing is still open. That's why you have the floor at the moment in regard to the project. So I think the original question is, how do you proceed forward? And we discussed that on the original. You were here on the original date that the public hearing was open, day one, and then we held that open at our normal meeting in the first Tuesday of August, and then we had further discussion by one resident of the town of Catskill. And again, we didn't have it. In the end, we need more data from Delaware Engineering about the water flow and supply coming to those projects. And that's
the issue is not the expansion of the sewer district. The issue is the expansion of the water district.
Correct. Right. Correct. And when I started the project with the planning board, I presented the planning board almost 2 years ago this picture on the front, asking to build a two-unit townhouse. One on the east side of Brooklyn. The planning board told me at that time there was no attached housing in the code what you were working on.
Okay, they said that.
Yeah, they said that. And they recommended at that time, if I wanted to move forward with something called the duplex home. And that's why you see the label down there, the duplex home,
correct,
which is basically a two-family. The person that I had pre-sold one of the houses to found out he couldn't get a mortgage because he couldn't buy one of the two duplexes. The duplex has to be one of them.
I think we understand.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So we then we were told that the code had been put in for attached housing in the town of Catskill. This happened almost simultaneously when my subdivision was approved for the duplex homes.
That happened in March of probably 2022.
Correct.
Or thereabouts.
And when I went to the code enforcement officer and asked him, can you tell me how the code reads? Because this was the map that I had given him.
Right.
Page 3 is what he told me. I believe it's page 4, and he gave me this form, and this form said the attached housing is 3 or more units. It turned out, after I searched, after spending $10,000 for the plans that appear on the front page with a company called Richardson Wyler Homes, I said, I need a 2-unit. At that time, we had discussions, find me a 2-unit townhouse in the state of New York, and maybe we consider adding 2-unit townhouses to replace 3-unit townhouses. And I wasted almost 6 months of my time searching for it, and I found one New York townhouse. And long story short, when I finally got my lawyer involved, I found out that the 2-unit townhouse was in the plans right from the beginning. Nobody knew it. Nobody on this board knew it. And I was for 6 months searching for a two-unit townhouse in the state of New York. I immediately refiled my claims, and I refiled so that they were four lots, not two tax lots. And I got an application for a major subdivision now, because it became five instead of two or three. So I got approved, and then while all this was going on, you and the board made the decision that we really wanted it as a three attached housing, and we could care less about my $10,000 plan here, and you changed it back.
Give it
your applications, and I think at least myself, I don't want to speak for it, I have a good understanding of the process. I was at every planning board meeting since 2019, and I'm abreast of the processes that happened along the with your applications to planning and such of that nature. So at this point, a two unit townhouse has been still approved. So that's
for my two units. That's all I want.
That's correct. So all right. So that's to be
approved.
That's correct. So that's
conditional upon the petition of the expansion
of the
water and sewer district to the east side of Brooks Lane.
And now that's where we're after. That's a condition that the planning board added to the your plans that you have to have the district expanded.
Now it would have been really nice because I paid $525 for a minor subdivision. Then I was charged another $925 for the major subdivision to go with the five units. Okay, got no credit for the one I didn't have to use yet. I'm asking for help from the planning board to streamline this process so I can get it done as soon as possible. If I don't get it done by this fall, this project is going to die, and I'm going to have a lot of money spent on it.
And I believe we talked about it in detail the last time you were here, is that for myself and I believe for the town board to make a proper decision to do our due diligence, we still need a water study to see if the expansion of the projects is something that the district can handle without having a negative effect. So it has to handle it and not have a negative effect on the individuals that are already living for that particular line on Brooks Lane, Country Club Estates, Locust Park, James Place, and so forth.
Okay. So we went with the duplex right from the beginning. I was asked by the planning board to meet with the town water system, the village water department, and to get two letters. A letter from Robert Young that there was adequate water for this two-unit building.
Your request was for two one-inch taps with a maximum of five units per quarter. That's what your request was for to the village, which is in stark contrast to what you gave us
from Catterskill Engineering.
When you say two taps,
one-inch taps. Yep.
Right.
Five units a quarter is what your request was for. And now
I didn't know what.
No, I understand that, but now we are
going to and actually, in that respect, you didn't give data to the village water department, knowing what you wanted to request. Right,
the water department told me, and I think you said it on one of the meetings with Mr. Young, that we have experience with Grandview apartments that they use approximately six units per quarter at the Grandview apartments, and we're going to make these. That's the number I heard.
So
five, I heard six, and that we're going to assume that's the same usage. We don't have a problem with that,
Mr. Vipler. I'm not going to assume anything. When you brought your original plans in here from Catterskill Engineering,
right. They
had it at 110 gallons per bedroom today, per bedroom.
Right.
That was in the plans that you paid Catterskill to develop. They're the professional. They're the engineer. I pulled this today from, it was from Philadelphia, City of Philadelphia or whatever, but they're estimating 101.5 a day. I got another
per bedroom.
I got another from New York State Health Department. typically needs 110 gallons of water per bedroom. This number, however, does not take into account extra water needed for homes with high occupancy, water, you know, water irrigation, spa tubs, activities, and also peak residential demand typically occurs in the morning and the evening when more than one water use is occurring. So peak demand can vary greatly based on the number of water users along that line. So it's really about peak. And then another one, this came from Penn State. As a result, for planning purposes, it is recommended that water systems be able to supply all of the day's projected water use in a two-hour peak demand period. So that's from Penn State University in their study. So what they're saying, if you're using 110 gallons a day per bedroom, they recommend, can that water line handle that volume of water in a two-hour period? So it might be from 6 o'clock in the morning to 8 o'clock when everybody's going in the shower, they come home and they want to clean up, they want to throw laundry in, whatever happens out there. So that's the recommendation of, three well-respected organizations and universities.
We know there's a problem with water on Brooks Lane.
If we know there's a problem with Brooks Lane, and in good faith of the residents that are already there, I can't come in here without the data. I can't prove that.
The problem, because I am one of the water users coming off the line on Brooks Lane on my home on Locust Park. And I have no problem with water pressure. There is a problem when there's a fire or when somebody's filling the swimming pool. But for normal usage, it's not a problem. What I'm trying to avoid, because all of this should have been right up front in the beginning.
Well, I think that
right up front that we're going to want a study by Delaware Engineering before we can approve this water line.
Well,
when I got my standard permit, which you see the second to the last page, I was approved for a special use permit with the words "obtain final approval with an engineer's report." This should say final approval by an engineer's report from Delaware Engineering, which is what we require. You didn't say that in your special use permit, and here I am. I spent $3,700 on a report from Catskill Engineering, and now you want another report from Delaware Engineering.
Basically, if you want to go off the original report from Catskill, you don't have enough water to build.
No.
We don't know that. But
we don't know that.
We don't know.
And I'm relying right now on what we know is the average usage of a person in the village of Catskill or in the town of Catskill.
I'm relying on what your original engineering report said, far in excess of what we can provide.
Stop the project right now.
That's
have no problem writing a check today for the one you sent me yesterday about the latest numbers that they're estimating from Delaware Engineering, because I heard a number of 10,000 and now it's down to 3,000.
So it's 3,000.
I have a problem where we might be writing good money after that.
That can absolutely happen. If they come in and do a water flow test and they start figuring in peak demand, it can go. I don't know the answer to that. That's why we're asking for a study. But depending on what the results of that study come back, it's a potential that if they open up those hydrants and whatever they do, and the results are poor, then I would personally vote no for that project. Flows out there and it's all kinds of water and you can meet all the demands that we foresee in the next 30, 40 years, what have you, I would vote yes. But without that data, I can't make that decision. So without data, I would vote no at the current moment.
Do you specifically know how they're going to do the water flow test? I'm saying they're opening up a hydrant?
Well, that's part of the process.
They'll open up one, say, in front of, underneath the bypass. They'll open that one, and then they'll open up another one for residual pressure on 20 feet. They'll flow the one underneath the bypass, and then they'll get the residual from the one.
Which is coming to 123B.
It's real time. I'm just using those two as examples. They're not going to use those two options.
Right. So that the 3,000 is for the water study. If the results are fantastic and everybody loves it, everybody's happy, that number is probably less than 3,000. $3,000. If it needs to be further studies performed, then we can get into the $3,000. And then if the town board decides that they want to approve the project, at, you know, taking under consideration the results, then that other $3,200 or whatever that number is.
It was for modifying an engine.
Well, that was another thing. So this all, you know, especially this new line for the area that's in the district, the new water line here has to be approved by DOH.
DOH?
Yep. And when Bob and I met with Cordersville on site, we told them that. We can't
just... Is that the one for the one past the clubhouse?
Yes, the one that's going through. This new line needs to be approved by DOH. We can't just put that in.
Right. So you're more looking at, in a total, so if you went forward, you're looking at 6,200.
Right.
But the initial investment from you would be 3,000. And again, if it's great, it could be less. Or if it's extremely poor, it could be less, because then, I guess, no further studies are going to be needed. So if it's poor, it might be a $2,000 fee, and you know the town of Catskill would reimburse you the difference at the end of the project.
This is the one that has to be approved by DOH.
Yes.
When it comes from the hydrant.
Yep. Because you're putting a 6-inch line here. So you're extending from the hydrant.
No, they're not putting a 6-inch line there. That is off the hydrant. And I have a 1-inch line into my restaurant.
Correct. You have a private line.
Right. And they're talking about another tap, and it's very clear in their text about what the size of that tap is. I think
it's one.
That's the one that has to be approved. So what about the first one?
This you're in the district. Right?
Well, I'd like to know I'm in the district.
At the clubhouse.
No, this is the one that's on the east side.
You're not in the district. You're not on the east side. You're definitely
this
not
one
in the district.
Is in the district, but this will need
approval. But it's in the district, but needs approval.
This
one doesn't need approval, but it's not in the district. Is that right?
Because you're coming off the main. You're right. You're definitely not on the east side of Brooks Lane. You're not in the district.
Yeah, because this would be just considered two service taps.
Okay. So can we clarify what's required to get the petition for the expansion for this one? What's that?
Which one are you pointing to?
Pointing to the east side. That's the one that we
did.
Petition to the expansion of the water district.
You're talking on the east side of the number 10 T box area.
Yes. That's
so in that area, that's because that's an expansion of the district.
Yep.
And you need town board approval for that expansion.
Right.
And again, I'm not going to speak for the board members, but from my personal point of view, if I don't have the data of that water study.
I understand. So, I'm ready to write a check for $3,000.
So then we can move forward with
it. I want to know if I give up this one here that requires a DOH approval, even though it's in the district on the west side.
Right, but it's not an existing water line, so the Department of Health has to.
Right, but
if I give that up.
Are you still going to have to do it?
Yes. I want to know what's required to get the petition approved for the expansion of that one that does not
the flow
here.
Test is going to be required because it's not.
I understand.
So that's what's required.
The flow test. The $3,000 flow test.
That's correct.
Yep.
Okay. Now, because I'm willing to do that, because I'm only doing these one at a time anyway.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can, if everything goes back with this, you can start working on this.
That's the one I need to get started right away.
DOH for this one.
Yes. That's the one I need to get started right away. And that's why it's the flow test that we're... Is it an easy process now that we filed the papers and now that we've had the public review for the petition to expand the water district that I can actually...
Once we have the data, once we have your check to set up the SRO,
right.
We contact Delaware, they do the flow test. The flow test will take a couple hours, maybe a day for them to do the test, get the data back, present to us, and then depending on the results of the test, we can make a determination, possibly at our next meeting.
Right. If you're going to move forward and put $3,000 in escrow,
right.
We would keep the public hearing open tonight with the hopes I have, and then we'll have data, so that way other residents want to come in and review that information, they have it's an opportunity.
And for them
to review that. And then at that point, the town board would vote to close a hearing, and then we would vote either to approve or disapprove
petition to expand the water district.
That's correct.
Okay, that's fine with me, because that would, and we're talking about the next meeting, which is 1 month from now?
It would be September 5th.
Right, and look, this is all, I mean, I'm not the engineer, I'm aware of the hydro testing. Again, it depends on what those results of that test initially come out as, I guess I'll say that, or the way to phrase it, but if the results are favorable, it would be less legwork and work on Delaware's engineering's behalf to fine-tune those results. If it, let's say if it's very poor, then I think we would know pretty fast that something that we probably wouldn't want to do. And then there's that gray area there. If it's a close thing, then Delaware may or may not need extra time to make that decision.
Okay. Can you clarify with me the second check about amending the DEC reports? Because is that only on this thing, on this one that I might want to give up?
No, but it would be
for the
extension.
Because
there's no water going to be drawn in 2020.
It's for the extension.
It's for the extension. You have to file because there's no water going to be drawn in 2023.
It's for the extension.
Yeah, because we're extending the actual district itself, so we have to refile the boundaries.
Ah.
Yeah, so that's the filing. Right. If the town board, you should be prepared to pay the 32, and it might be less than that, but if the town board approves it, then you should be prepared to pay the additional fees. And
for expanding.
We're just talking about the east side.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't want to complicate it by talking about the west side and the 19th hole and all that. This is for the water district
expansion
only.
Correct.
So, I mean, that's...
Because I'm doing these, you know, I may never get to that, but this is what I'm looking for. That's exactly what I'm doing. And I want to try and get it done as soon as possible. If I give a check for the $3,000 now...
If you give us a $3,000 check...
Made out of the village, the
no,
town of
made
Catskill.
Out of the town of Catskill, escrow, and then Liz would deposit the check. I mean, I'm not worried. I mean, I'm sure that it would be fine. And then in the next day or two, we can notify Delaware Engineering that we have escrow funds available,
right,
and we would give them authorization to proceed with
the
test.
Hopefully they could proceed... Will we have the information by the next meeting on September 5th? Am I in sync on that?
Yeah. If it all works well, or if it all doesn't work well, I think, you know, that would be a guide, and we would hope to have that information at that point. Again, if it's in the murky gray water, we're not sure. Then I mean, I don't want to speak for Delaware, but let's hope that we have, you know, concrete data before that. Before our next meeting. But without that, I just don't see us being able to move forward.
No, I understand. I understand clearly. I just wanted to clarify what I need to do to get this thing moving in a time frame that could get me a foundation in the ground before the crossings, so that I can work on this house over the winter.
Right. And then, and you're also under the understanding, as well as what other paperwork that needs resolutions, that you were going to have your attorney Allison Phillips prepare some of that versus Delaware. That's how we got into the 10,000. We're bringing it down to 6,200 because resolutions need to. You know what? It was on your suggestion that Allison will prepare some of the documents, and then our town attorney Ted Hilshire is going to review it, and at that point we would, you know, go forward.
One of the numbers she got from Delaware was this was on the $10,000.
Yeah, well, I just want to
that was $3,900 for how we're going to attach to the sources.
Well, we just want to be.
We know we're how
well,
we're
we just want
to. Sources.
We just want to have the understanding. Other aspects like the petition and reviewing and, you know, the seeker and all those type of things and board resolutions, I don't like, would be handled in combination by the town attorney and your attorney.
In combination.
Right. Prepared by your attorney and reviewed by ours.
Yep.
Or, in other words,
I'm not sure what petition fees are because I think she's already done it.
Well, whatever. I mean, that's
I appreciate
that. Right. But whatever, you know, that would be a conversation I would recommend you have with Allison. But again, we're taking some of that workload off of the Delaware engineering side because Allison, as you mentioned at the first public hearing, is going to take care of some of them. And then it will be Ted Hilshire will review.
And this is paperwork for the expansion of the support.
That's correct.
Yeah, I think you got that all.
And she may, you know, a lot of that could be template type of work for her. But I just want to have clarity here. It's not done at 6,200, that, you know, Allison's going to have to do her share of that work, that's all.
The only other thing I put in here was I got charged 10 hours of work from Delaware when we did the first duplex home to review that we met all the codes, all the setback requirements. In my opinion, it should have been a couple of hours worth. So if we can somehow control this thing, I like the idea that we're just doing a flow test, and if it's good or bad, we think we can reduce the amount of money being drawn from the escrow account. I would appreciate that.
Right. If everything is good, I think that number is less. Or if unfortunately everything is not so good, it would probably be the same situation.
Okay, I'm ready to write the first check for $3,000.
Okay,
with that. I need this project.
Okay, you'd give that to our town clerk, Liz Izzo.
Town of Catskill.
And with that, I guess we're done talking about the project tonight.
Yes.
You got it. Ryan, anything that you want to no input on that? With that, I would entertain a motion. Hold the public hearing.
Public hearing open to our next meeting.
Second?
Second.
Second by Dawn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried, and we'll resume talks at our next meeting. And hopefully we'll have the results of the flow testing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll
just
want to appreciate it.
I wish we got here a little earlier with the results. I think we would have our final results at this point.
And we're going to call this the water escrow?
Water district extension escrow. We already have one on file, but it's fine.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Bidler.
See if that reason.
Thank you. Yes, it's fine. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Next one we have is for outdoor fireworks display permit, Rip Van Winkle Country Club, and that's you're asking for permission to have the display on Sunday, September 3rd, 2023, after dining, after 9:45 p.m., and it's going to be a duration of a 10-minute or so display.
Motion
by Jared, seconded by Don Scanapico. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried.
Send notifications.
Yeah, notifications go to the sheriff, Palinville, state troopers. Oh, and 911.
If it's only 10 minutes, it'll be done by 10 p.m.
Just so that we're just asking questions online. Did you hear the big
bell? Everyone was like, well, it's a, yeah, that's
Facebook.
It's a Facebook. We'll be lighting up if anybody's in there.
Is this a community event or a private party?
It's a private party. We probably need a motion for the zoning board wants to appoint. They want to put Lee Honeyman as their vice chair, so we need a motion to approve that.
Motion
by Patrick, seconded by Jerry. All those in favor, say aye. Those against, motion so carried.
Didn't they do Gary as chair?
Yes.
Did they have that on there as well?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm sorry. Then let's
motion to put Gary Barber chair on the zoning board.
Exactly. So we've got a motion by Jared, seconded by Dawn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. The next one that I'm not going to read, because Liz, I was looking at your document, it's a 22 or 21 minute read, but we're in this CHPE LLC and CHPE Properties and the Town of Catskill enter into a road use agreement and crossing agreement for the Champlain-Hudson Power Express electric transmission cabling system crossings throughout the Town of Catskill, and that would be our Resolution 72-23, 2023. And we did make some changes to that. It's been reviewed by the town attorney, so we need a motion to accept that road use agreement.
Motion
by Patrick.
Second.
Seconded by Jared. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against?
Is this a roll call? Liz, or
do we need a roll call?
Oh, no. You know, I just put it in there.
Down in the bottom.
Yeah.
It's a roll
yeah.
call.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, it is. Beautiful. So I got the water thing down there.
Can we go back to the Alpha bike race?
Sure.
Okay, we are going to need a resolution because they have to file a PERM 33A agreement.
So we need a resolution to permit. Let me see what. Depending on that, Liz, if I can find it. So it's the Alpha, we need a motion to allow the.
Just to use that small area of the town roads.
Right, they're going to use High Falls, east side of Nelson Hoff, which is in Sorites, I believe, High Falls Road, High Falls, and near Muncie Hill. So we need a motion to allow Alpha Wind to use that property on our streets on September 17, 2023. We have a motion by Jared and a second by Patrick. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, Liz. Just an item, DEC did complete has completed a Catskill Creek flood study, which is just coming out, and I sent it to everybody. We're going to have a webinar soon, but I'd like to get that out to everybody once it's fully released. But it's interesting.
I was looking at some of the maps and seeing where they expanded the floodplain, especially on West Bridge. It's going into the entrance of the high school across from the old video game. There's the floodplain now.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I thought I think I sent it already, but it's like I don't know if it's 85 or 140, but it's a huge, huge document. I'm waiting really to go.
I started trying to open it, and then my phone.
You had to put on a computer on the iPad. I would try it. It's not a document for your cell phone.
Yeah.
It's huge, and
there's a lot of good information there, though.
It is. I think that they have identified the Pennsylvania Avenue Catterskill. Drummond Falls Bridge in there.
Did you see that they were projecting like 100 to 500,000 to replace that? What their financial amount was for that Pennsylvania?
How much?
100 to 500,000.
That doesn't matter.
I saw that. Like,
right. So that at least we're done. Maybe that will help us in the next round of Bridge New York's because we got these reports.
Yep.
Documenting the replacement needs out there. But again, it's we all know it's an 800, and it's really, I think one of them was like 1.1 million.
Yeah.
So it's not happening for 500,000 or 600,000. That's for sure. But it was interesting how they did address the creek beds and things like that. So it's at least it's on the radar. I think it would be maybe Liz, once we get through the webinar, it might be a good document. Maybe we can put a link up to, for people to see. On
sure.
Page. I think it's definitely. So we have that. Still haven't really got to come back and look at the highway for heaters. We're going to move forward with that. Looking a little bit about ambulance staffing. And
very quick, did we get any proposals for the cameras and ambulance?
RFP on the cameras, probably not on the ambulance building. I think with that, I think maybe I can call a few vendors. At least we need somebody to say we need 10. You know, again, we need that scope of work.
I would just find the same three vendors that give us.
I think that's what we should do, and then if we're satisfied, we can award the contract to one of those vendors, and if we're not, we can, at that point, at least we'll have a good scope of work that we want to see. And I haven't really followed up with Web Junior on the ambulance building at all. I don't know about their phone systems, but then, and I really didn't get back to the couple addressing that you want to look at outside, or you want to try to do it in-house?
And the, I don't know how the guys at the cemetery are so busy. What happened with the highway has to do it?
I mean, we can price it either way. I think we have an opportunity.
We can ask.
I think we can do it in-house. I mean,
at least we're moving the mulch.
We can move in the mulch.
So the dead plants.
Yeah.
But these guys, a lot of them, I think we can do, I think we're not in bad shape.
But there's not much mulch left. You can see the fabric.
Fabric's there. I think a couple of the plants need to come out. Maybe all of them we should start over. Just a thought, I mean, when we're going to do this, and that's where maybe an outside person is, we always have trouble. Low maintenance, but on the Division Street side, the way I see it there, I would almost want to cut that, make it shorter there, if that makes sense. So that way when we're pushing snow, even if we just get rid of the timber and still just put stone there, so that way when we have the opportunity to push some snow there, let it melt. Because right now there's just some, it's brutal in there.
Just push it over the village.
It's still rough. So it's still, I mean, that's just an idea. But I think if it's just basic landscaping, we can begin.
I can reach out to Cultivated Catskill and see if they're willing to.
That'd be a great place.
We got to, and Pat, to help at the cemetery shield. I was going to call her personally, and like Robin Smith there too.
Yeah, we would be happy to have the street
council. Because that's what it really is. I mean, we had a rainy year, so the trees at the cemetery are really doing well. So, I mean, we can buy those.
I'm surprised the dead ones are staying up.
So that's all I'm lying.
They're like toothpicks.
I put in an answer to it's really all about follow up. Or if we can't do that in house, a few of them, maybe we should go out. I mean, we shouldn't have to.
Well, some of them I worry that cutting them, they're close to stones.
Some of them are.
So you really need someone with a creative pick.
One of the two big silver maples in the back side, I think those would be, those are going to need some.
Or a big bucket truck with a chain on it so you can lower it down.
Yeah, we got that already. Exactly. But I mean, a couple of them we can look at getting.
I mean, it's a county company outside that take down those trees in Jefferson.
Yeah, they are big. So we can look at that as well. Just a matter of where our priorities are going to be. There's only something that we got to get.
Oh, I'm picturing driving into one day and the trees just laying everywhere.
In there.
It can happen. I mean, I can look at it a little bit. We got the heaters. And
it seems that when you come into the Jefferson Heights side, that triangle where the fireman's building is,
yeah,
they're all bad.
I would take most of those out, if not all of the dead ones, and then gradually, because we can't plant more.
No,
I would have a plan, and then like every year, plant two or three more in there.
Well, I mean, how many people want to plant as more birds?
Yeah, true.
So that needs a little bit of advertisement. If we're going to do that as far as a sheet and, people would buy it. And, 500 is probably not a 400 to 500 is not a bad number. And I just don't know. I mean, it'd probably be an event that we go to stories or at stories from what I'm told is that I was up there once. If a tree's 400, it's another, I think, I don't know. It's either, I don't want to quote that, it's either 50% or of the purchase price to plant. I think that's, I don't think it was up.
Well, they planted a section for us.
So I think it's 50%. 50, I forget. I think it's 50% of the purchase price plus the money.
Yeah, but I'll look. You planned that out. I don't know. I worked for the town when we cleared all that. That was all trees back there.
In the back side there?
By these farms, yeah. That was all trees.
And then we had the stories coming in and planted a row.
Yes.
They did. Until needed. So anyway, a little discussion. I think that's pretty.
No, it'd be nice in front of the ambulance building. A little miniature cherry blossom tree. I used to have one in front of my house. They grow about.
Oh, the flowering. I have one in front of my house. It's a flowering cherry. It grows like this.
Like a weeping
one. Yeah, it's a weeping cherry. Is what it is.
So just on that kind of note, I mean, if you talk to the Cultivate Catskill or the tree, I mean,
they'll tell you what.
They want to have, if we did that at the cemetery, except I did, because I liked it. I was not with there. I got a Norway spruce, so it's probably not native, but when I was up there, I mean, they were, and I was sort of
crazy. Is that a Christmas tree?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
That's the native tree. So, it's
somebody's going to cut it down and put it in there.
I got a trail camera on that.
There you go.
Make sure no one goes.
So, yeah, I hope.
Tell Finch, put it by the family. plot.
No, it's going to be, and hopefully someday it's there, well, many, many years before they bribe me in there, but, yeah. And then Pat, to be honest, she was talking about birch trees. Mm-hmm. She didn't know. I said, but I was up there, so just because she was helping, that's how the reason for the clump birch, really, to be honest. But, yeah. So we can look at continuing to do some of that work. I think we got it all up. Anything else that we need to...
Yep. Parking lot.
In the back.
Yep.
The highway's going to do that. We'll have to see what the schedule is. If, because the village is possibly going to rip up Brandon's Alley next year.
Yeah.
So I think if we're going to pave the back parking lot, we should wait until whatever that construction is there.
It's over, yeah.
I'll reach out to Matt from Delaware to find out if that's actually going to take place. If it's not, we can pave it this year.
Well, can we just fill in the section where the orange plastic fencing is?
I've been dealing with them for like the last 2 weeks, so I hopefully they're down here soon. So I don't want to hound them, but we're in that mode with the upstate contractors because they're getting stuff ready at the Syracuse Fairgrounds. But you know, I said, I said I don't want to call you every week or every other day, so that. You know, for safety, I want the railing up. And at that point, that's the decision, and I really didn't want to do any paving until they skim coated the foundation back there. At that point, I think we should. Then that decision is going to be made. Do we want to pave
before that?
Well, we don't. Do we? Because in our contract, they would pave the landing and where it's already cut. So at that point, once they do that work there that we just mentioned, then at that point, either they would come in and pave it and patch what we have, or we would bring Sean in, meaning our highway department, and then fill it in and then skim coat the whole place or put the whole new part.
So just a big hole that you need filled?
I think if they're going to do it, we wait until they hang back there. This way we can see.
Somebody's going to like bend around?
Yeah, who's going to do it? You,
well,
so
you can only fit three cars on the back also.
Or do we want to pay an outside contractor to do that, patch it in now, or do we want to do that in-house?
That little problem back there, we can do it now.
That's what I'm saying, right? So I would, because then it will come off our, we got it in house.
Three passes worth of paper.
Right, exactly. So once the skim coat gets on the foundation, so that way we're not putting all kinds of masonry and having it running down our new laptop, it would look nice. And actually, I've gotten multiple calls already from the fence company. They're ready to set the poles as well, but I don't want that, so it's really all dependent on getting upstate back here. And then while we're talking about the project, I mean, are we somewhat satisfied with what we've seen on the signage with Jen signed way back? We don't have to make that decision today, but just if we're totally not happy with it, I think, then we should ask for more.
I'll have to look, but I don't know if I actually saw it.
I didn't see it. All right, then I'll stop.
It's three-dimensional, right?
Yeah, I think it's going to be.
Well, that's what was up there, wasn't it?
But what's up there now is plastic. It's still up there.
Yeah, right, but they can do something with aluminum.
Right, there's going to be like brushed aluminum and it should last a long time. And as long as it's in that 3D mode.
I think part of it is what color we're going to paint behind it.
Well, the aluminum letters, that's going to be against the brick.
Hmm. Okay, because right now it's not against the brick.
Yes, it is.
Oh, I thought it was against that white.
Yes, so it's a brick and it's all white lettering out there. And then where it says town, where they want, he suggested, and I forget the individual's name, that owns Next Gen, but then on the way, just above the door in black, in letter, raised lettering, you would put town hall. So across the front of the building would say just town of Catskill, and not all these other, little fonts, and it'll just say town hall in a smaller font over top of the door in black, because that's a white background. And if they got close to coming down here, then we can pull back and play with some safe, paint colors. But I mean, it is starting to be a priority of mine, too. I mean, I'm tired of, not having them back here, because they were going to be back in May or June, maybe June. But yeah. But that's... What's that? They get paid by a lot of them. They do. So they're... And actually, it's a 10% holdback, so... I mean, they're a good organization. They're just, busy in other locations. So, but I can call them tomorrow because I don't want to call them. But it's got to get.
The days are going to change right at time.
I'll call them again tomorrow. I called them last week. So I don't have a problem getting on a little bit. But then it should move fast as far as that goes. But so once they get the, so at that point, once we get the concrete, I think we're agreeing that Sean will come in and do the blacktop patching.
Just the patching. We're not going to take the whole thing right now because if they're digging the road next year, we want to do it with no cement. Basically, patching at this point.
Well, if they come through, it would leave it high on Brander's Alley, and you would go to it then, or how would that work?
We would work it out.
Basically, turn it into the parking lot.
Okay, yeah. Got it. Yeah. Well, see, yes, we'll see how it works. That, you know, yeah. if it's definitely going to happen next year,
yeah.
And if it is, that's good.
The engineering report for cement was submitted last Friday, so we should hear for that. I think Matt said on November, December 10th. I'm working on two other infrastructure projects for out in town. One's in Jefferson Heights, one's in Leeds. The county sent out an email about possible funding.
Right.
So I'm inquiring about that. I have a couple questions. I'm going to see if they pilot lines, if we can use it for that, and then convert it to town and village lines, and existing lines, and extension of sewer or water districts.
Right.
Sean is renting a roller now. He got it delivered 2 days ago. Because the roller that we have, it's light and it's old. And things we had it on out there. It's 25, 30 years old. He has $35,000 in his equipment line. He's not looking to buy it right now. But he just wanted to let the board know that he is looking at possibly buying one that he's renting, if that's an option.
And how much is the number?
37. And he has 35 as a quick fine.
Is that terrible? Is it bigger?
Well, we got to look at that equipment line. Because did we do something with it?
He just got that number from Kirsten.
And I'm not saying it's not there, but there was a little something in there that he had a little bit less because when we bought the, what did we buy this year?
The excavator.
We bought the excavator.
And we were trailing.
But so, a little, right. That I got one because if I remember towards you, one line he wanted to defund a certain amount of money on that. I can tell you, the equipment line's out of a full line. As it had a mistake, because he actually, like Torchy wanted me to, you know, we should defund that line to know that we're not there. But I'm not saying Kirsten didn't take that into account. Because we got to look at how we, and I don't know that off the top of my head, is how we, you know, came to paying for the excavator and the trailer.
Yeah, gotcha.
That's in order, you know, I mean, if he still wants it, that's good.
That's what I think moving forward. Really think about a good, accurate inventory of our equipment.
Well, that's a requirement.
How old are the zero turns in the cemetery? How old are some of our important pieces of equipment? I know, you know, stuff's getting, those 5500s were not intended to be kept this long, the values.
No, he's going to repeat right that problem next year.
Yeah. They were supposed to be on 5-year rotation.
Yeah.
Just like that tire start.
I question mark it because we were in the budget. I didn't question much about it. But he, right at the moment, he thinks it's zero turns. I mean, I get it because everything he needs is out. But he's kind of has one that, you know, 3 days is more than, you know, there's
well, it's a happy spot. Where's
not always
the best return on our new investment thing?
I think those, you know, I think those mowers are probably past the best turn in point.
Things I can remember.
But they run well.
Some of the Gators, I mean.
Right.
They have to be close to 10 years old.
Right.
Maybe not that old. We sold the old ones to the village.
Yeah.
And they're still running, right? Are they?
Yeah. Right, so that's, you know. Oh, no, so is your entire fleet. But
I mean, so if I went down to Rock Lake Cemetery years ago and still out in that field, you know, out in the field, they got one old beat up pickup truck that they don't care about at all. But it's, you know, it's probably used just on premise. So there's, I get the thing about rotating it so we're not all, you know, everything's breaking at the same time, but nothing wrong with using.
doesn't fall short, does it? It starts with the...
Well, you use it, but you got...
No, it's done.
I know, but you got a lot of...
244,000 miles.
There you go. I'll turn them in when they get, you know, I'm glad when they go up and down at that point, so. All right. Sounds good. Anything else here?
No, I mean, I think we need to look down the road. Certain stuff we still have to do at Kramer. Those stairs still need to be replaced. You know, hopefully have this good conversation with the school about the scoreboard.
Right. I mean, that's a conversation that we should have.
And we need to gut that snack stand and either decide if we're going to fix it or bulldoze it and put a food truck there that can rent space.
There's a lot of interest for this snack. I mean, there's interest, but again, somebody's got to take the initiative to say, that's going to be my project. I want to see that then through.
Yeah, you got to get quotes.
When they get quotes, you got to know what you want. You got to know.
The first thing would be having Matt and Co. go in there and look at the place and see what it's going to take to make it safe.
I don't think it's that.
Because Elliot did an assessment of it when he was here, and there was a lot of exposed wiring, a lot of stuff that wouldn't fly.
It's not right, but those things aren't that, conduit.
I'm saying is, well, we haven't met in the house. He can go in there and tell us this, and these.
Some of the things that you're talking about that was really old and full of grease and hadn't been used in 15 years.
Plus, the fryers are probably still full of grease.
A lot of stuff that you might think there might not be. Because, on a rainy day, if it was an old, old cups and, stuff that you didn't even want to look at. And it was, stuff that, from Ricky, probably from, these associations that just left things behind, old signs. We do have a big commercial stove underneath the...
What were you doing with that? I think it's massive.
It's massive. And it was so good, whoever brought it in there.
It was given to us.
What's that?
That commercial stove.
Was that from the Elks?
Wasn't it up a restaurant up here or something?
It's a restaurant. Yeah, that was when Bobby was here. Bobby... had some commercial equipment that was given to us.
If you're going to use the snack bar, that's probably not something that we're, a regular 30-inch kitchen stove, a gas stove would probably be sufficient on what, serving hamburgers.
Well, the problem is once you look at the stove, now you have to look at the Ansel system and everything else.
Well, so. Again.
We never used a stove. We just plug things in, melted the cheese in a crock pot, and, for the nachos and cheese.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Right, so you can do it on a very
Right. Almost 20 years ago.
So if there's interest, there's a way to get there. It's not something that we can't accomplish. But I think you want to make sure that the high school folks, and that's who wanted to use it last year, was the high school. And I think look for volunteers who want to participate up there. But it's our field that we need to maintain it. That's for sure. And the stairs are an issue up there. And there's a lot of work to do, that's for sure. If we, just a matter of finding a project and focusing on it.
Oh, yeah. There's trip hazards, there's all kinds.
The senior center's done.